Hi guys, quick boot. We're doing an experiment. I've decided that it would be awfully fun to cook some cheese on toast, but we're going to do it a new way. Now, for any of you who've got these combination grill ovens, you probably say, yeah, you're not doing it any different. It's something that we all do. Well, for those who haven't tried this, I'm going to try and learn as I go here, because I've not actually tried this. So, what we'll do is we'll take our grill. I've already put the grill pan in. Not the grill pan, but I've put the... It's just the tumble dry cleaning itself, nothing to worry about. I've got I think it's called a trivet. It's like a wireframey mesh thing. And we're going to... take our bread, which is frozen, keeps for ages if you do that. Always a good thing to do. Comes in this handy dandy packet. Take a couple of slices out, and you want to put on what we'll do will be frosting. So, don't put that in the fridge, you will, but put it in the freezer, honestly. Right. That's that. So, got the freezer there. I've took the bread out of the freezer outside. I'll move this because I need the microwave. About 20 seconds, I think.
Start. High power microwave. 30 seconds.
There's a reason for this. It just helps defrost the bread a little bit before we get started. And, yeah, it's something we can do.
Door open.
So that might have worked. No, it hasn't, it's too thick. Try it that way. Friendly frost the bread, it's not working. So, yeah, we're gonna give it.
Door open.
No, not yet, a bit more.
Door closed. 20, start.
About 18 seconds by the time we've said all that. Just so you know, that microwave timer just runs on. It's a bit weird, actually. So, bread should be thawed in a minute. Might do this as a two-part boot. Right.
Complete.
When that dryer shuts off, we'll be able to think better. 12 o'clock.
12 p.m.
5 hours to dinner. So let's check this. Should have done it enough. Yes, it has. It will do for the purposes of what I'm going to do with it. So let's put our grilly thing back in. What we call this? I think it's called a trivet. And we're going to put our bread on there. Now I've got two slices of bread because obviously I'm making two lots of cheese on toast. Never done this before, I've no idea what's actually going to happen. So let's turn on the grill by selecting grill.
Grill.
And then we'll press the...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes.
I'll give it 6 minutes, because I actually don't know.
Start. Grill. 6 minutes.
And it kicks in the grill mode. And starts toasting. As I say, I've never done this before, so bloody hell knows what's going to happen. It's quite slow, is this grill, but it does work. You need about 6 minutes per side when you've got cheese on toast. It actually seems quite a long time, but it's really not. Well, we're going to assume 6 minutes, put it that way. Because I've absolutely no idea. And, yeah. The tumble dryer will probably shut down and play its little tune in a minute. It has a little tune that it plays to indicate that it's finished. I can check the time on this grill while it's going.
4 minutes, 51 seconds remaining.
We're fine. We're absolutely fine. So, today is going a little bit better than it was earlier on, if that makes sense.
This grill tray is not very big, but by the time we got a couple of pieces of bread on there, you really can't do a lot.
Pain in the rump, to be honest. Cooker clock's wrong, but that's beside the point. Now, I'll just sort of do a general update, boo. As I say, I'm considering doing a couple of little experiments today. So, yeah, I mean, everything's good as far as it goes. I mean, I'm feeling a bit happier than I was. I've got all my bits here that I need. I just need my cheese, but I'll get that in a minute when this is done. As I say, we're going to split this to a two-part boo because it's easier. And it's just better. Ooh, that wasn't very clever. What happened there? Everything on my tumble drive died at once. Interesting manoeuvre. The compressor died and the thing died. The fan went off and the compressor went off all at once. So I don't know, guys, there's something not right with this. It doesn't normally do that. We'll see when it's finished. If it finishes and puts up the proper error. Let's check the time here.
2:39 remaining.
2:39. So, it's saying something about please clean the filter, but I don't know why it's doing that. Sure, the filter is clean. It's done that twice. Strange. I'll do that later. We'll see if it is actually in need of a clean, because it most likely isn't. But you never know with this thing. You never damn well know with the drive, because it's always doing something crazy. Actually, it could be. Looking at it, this thing could be correct. Reckons, but yeah, strange. Very strange. It's obviously got something up with it because it's not happy. We'll give this filter a wash actually because that helps. It always helps. I haven't done that for a while, so I shall give it a clean and see what we can do with it. While we're waiting for that, might as well. So yeah, we're starting to smell good, and I'll come back for the next bit, and the heating's not working, this is, right, so we do this, we'll get this on, and actually I'll use some of that on that, because that works. Ferroliquid on filter works great. Really does get dusty out of it. So yeah, the tumble dryer filter is now getting clean, as the dryer suggested. The microwave is finished.
Complete.
So we've got to sort that out in a minute. And then I'll put this back in.